Well, throughout this week, I've been wearing this rose chasuble because we are still in the octave of what's called Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, and the word Gaudete means joy or to rejoice. And when I was thinking about joy, it struck me that at the very heart of joy is the quality of grace and energy. Grace and energy. We see this so clearly on display in the readings that we have heard this morning. Zephaniah is not a prophet you are perhaps very familiar with. And if you think of the reading that we had, you might think, well, this must be an incredibly joy-filled chapter because there's such exuberance in what is spoken of in the verses that Sheila read for us. And indeed, these verses are full of joy. But if you have the missalette with you, you'll notice that this is Zephaniah chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. If you have time later today, you might want to read the first part of Zephaniah chapter 3. It is not very joy-filled. It's actually a passage that speaks about how, because of the people's disobedience, God's judgment had come upon the people of Israel. But now there is, in the passages that we heard read, this language of homecoming, that the people are invited to come back to Jerusalem where God will desire to restore them. Indeed, it is the same theme that is at play in our psalm this morning, where repeatedly there's the language of praise, of rejoicing, of our soul waiting for God, for he is our help, and our hearts will be glad in him. And so the reality of these first texts speak to us of a kind of anticipation, a looking forward to something that God is going to do. And indeed, in today's gospel, that which Zephaniah anticipates finds its fulfillment in our Blessed Mother. For St. Luke tells us that she went with haste. This verb, with haste, is used three times in Luke's gospel. It's used here in relation to Mary. It's used in relation to the shepherds who, when told of the announcement of the birth of Jesus, they go with haste to Bethlehem. And then, interestingly, the other place where St. Luke uses this verb, with haste, is in chapter 19. When Jesus is in Jericho, and we have the story there of the man who is in the tree, Zacchaeus. And Jesus says, I need to come and stay at your house today, Zacchaeus. And remember, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And do you know what Luke says? He went with haste. Because what had happened in his life was he encountered grace. And encountering grace in the person of Jesus, he now lives with purpose. For we're told that he is willing to restore that which he has extorted. He is willing to give back to the poor twice what he had taken. And this is at the very heart of the Gospel of St. Luke. This understanding that when we encounter joy, when we encounter grace, it changes us. And we move from living with sloth, which is a kind of spiritual laziness, to living with this vitality and purpose most beautifully expressed by the word haste. And so may we, on this Saturday before Christmas, understand something fundamental to our lives. That like Mary, like Elizabeth, that we are to live continuously with this understanding that in a world where there is much bad news, we have this remarkable good news. The good news that God is at work in this world. God is at work through the pouring out of the blood on the cross to make you and me into a new people, so that we would grow in holiness, that we would grow in knowing what it is to live purposeful lives. And again, let me return to my rose-colored vestment. How do you get this color? By mixing together red and white. And when we think of red, we think of the blood of the cross. When we think of white, we think of the one who is pure holiness, Jesus Christ himself. And when we allow the cross to become the central and guiding reality of our lives, we are indeed able to live our lives covered with the blood of the one who takes away our sin. And as that happens, we have the privilege of growing in holiness so that we become the people that God desires us to be. We become like Mary, we become like Elizabeth, we become like the shepherds, we become like Zacchaeus. Those people who have seen Jesus look to us, and in looking to us, inviting us to himself so that we too can be a people who not only during the third week of Advent, but throughout our lives are discovering what it is to rejoice in the Lord, are discovering what it is to celebrate the gift of the cross, the gift of our redemption. May you have a blessed day and a blessed preparation for Christmas.